with Rauri Waititi. Rauri, kia ora, it's good to talk with you.
Morena, Dale. What's it, morena, tātou?
I've been away the last couple of days, and while I was away, obviously the sad news too about your political colleague, Fessel. He's been a neat guy and a wonderful representative of the South, and I know just how much he loved his beautiful daughters. And none of us could have seen this one coming, but it's a reminder, too, that anything can happen at any time. We'll start there, please, with some thoughts from you as a fellow MP about Fessel's passing, please, Eho.
Well, what a huge devastation and loss for not only for New Zealand politics and not only for our Pacific community, but for Aotearoa whānui. An advocate for those who have been disenfranchised and marginalised by the system. A strong advocate for those who were pōhara, for the whānau who have been incarcerated, and so Fessel leaves huge legacy in terms of his advocacy. He took Ōtara to Parliament. He worked a long time to get to those particular spaces. He ran for the mayoralty in Auckland, which is no small feat. He tried many a time for the Labour Party to be a political representative. Finally made it with the Greens and only gave his maiden speech last week. And to find him no longer with us was huge devastation. My heart goes out to his whānau, first of all, and to his two girls and his wife, to his wider community, also to the Green Party, who have lost a great, great man. And so I just want to just pay tribute to Fessel Collins, his commitment to his people, but also, to acknowledge that he died doing something he really, really loved, which was to ensure that there was clean drinking water for those in the Pacific. Doing the hard mahi for his people and for our people. And so tangata whenua, stand with tangata moana today. We cry with his whānau, we cry with his community. And so e te hoa e te rangatira e Fessel, haere atura.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Stealth and under-the-table actions almost behind this latest kōrero. I had a chat earlier in the program with Lady Tureiti. He says there's some kōrero that the government's going to scrap legislatively taka whai ora before the hearing of the Waitangi Tribunal into the case. I don't know if you've heard the same murmurs in the hallowed halls of Parliament. How whakaro?
Oh, we always knew that this was going to be a part of the 100-day plan. And so the government will do a lot of this. We've got to be very, very careful, Dale. We've got to be very, very careful that they don't create the smoke and mirrors to be doing, more trauma to our people. And so the smoke and mirrors is the Treaty Principles Bill. Yes, that is a huge issue for us, and we need to make sure that we protect the integrity and the mana and the tapu tiriti o Waitangi, absolutely. But there is other legislation out there that's happening at the same time, in conjunction to them creating that particular smoke and mirrors. And so you have the deletion of Taka Whaiora, which was to look at the health inequities that have been created by the system for many, many years for Māori. We were dying from cardiovascular disease earlier and at a higher rate than any other person in this country. Diabetes also, cancer, that we suffer from different cancers earlier than anybody else. So screening earlier is important, that we start to bring down the mortality rates for Māori who die 7 to 10 years earlier than anybody else. That's what the Aka Whai Ora's purpose was to start bringing down those health inequities. And look, the Aka Whai Ora mightn't have been forever, and we wish that it wasn't forever, those types of interventions. What we want to do is to realign Tiwi Māori health statistics to those who are non-Māori here in this country, and then we can look at getting rid of Te Aka Whai Ora. I'm all for that. It means lowering cancer screening to allow us the the dignity of living at the same rate as non-Māori. Yes, and then, you know, then we can deal with things that are more equal and equitable. But at this particular time, it is not. And those statistics are showing that we that there are huge health inequities out there and that the system is unfair for Māori. You've got 7AA, which was the legislation reconnecting tamariki to their whakapapa through Oranga Tamariki. You've got judicial legislation that ensures cultural reports within the courts that allows the courts to understand the whakapapa of why our people are in this condition. These are the things that we need to be ensuring that we keep an eye on. Yes, the Tiriti o Waitangi, absolutely. But there are other things happening right now that will have huge effect and create huge trauma for our people as we head into the next 3 years of this three-headed Taniwha leading this government.
Tēnā koe, your bill to remove GST from kai has been drawn from the ballot. But already we're getting overtures that it's not going to be successful, and the coalition government saying that it won't work, right off the back of more child poverty statistics that points to an increase in the difficulties faced by whānau across the country rather than a decrease. The attitude you're being confronted with here by your political opponents regarding removing GST off fresh produce, I mean, how disappointing, frustrating, infuriating is that?
Yes, so they support things like a treaty principles bill to first reading. And that's just to give a platform for racists to be able to have their day in the sun and to have their voice in the public space. And so, you know, that's all that's doing. That's all that's fueling and allowing ACT to run that line for its people. And then you have this particular bill, who they won't allow the sunshine to shine on, which gives our people dignity to be able to put food on their tables and to feed their whānau. You know, this absolutely is a head scratcher to me, is that they won't allow an open debate or even submissions to first reading and also to a select committee to get the the will of the people to have their democratic right to debate this particular issue, and this is how backward this particular government is. Allow the debate. Allow the debate to first reading. Allow the debate to select committee. 70% of Aotearoa supported taking GST off kai, in a news hub. A poll last year. We've currently got a petition out at this particular time that has thousands of people supporting the taking of GST off kai. They do it in Australia. And so, you know, that already saves our people 15% off their kai at the till. This will make a huge difference to the lives of people here living here in Aotearoa. And it's not just Māori, and it's not just the pōhara, but for everybody. GST makes $3 to $4 billion here in Aotearoa. You know, that's only a smidgen. You know, you could make that up through even something as simple as chasing those who are committing tax fraud, which is costing this country $7 billion a year. And so $3 to $4 million over $7 billion of tax fraud, you know, it's not about the money. And it's not about the system, because this is happening in other countries like Australia. This is about ensuring that we give the dignity to our whānau out there and to people out there to be able to put the kai on their tables as we go through a cost of living crisis. In actual fact, our people and those who are pōhara are not at the level where they can moan about a cost of living crisis, because we haven't even, some of our people have never even been there before, the cost of living crisis. You understand, the cost of living crisis when people can't afford their second, third, fourth home, or the boat, or the big boat that parked up on their driveway. We're in a cost of poverty crisis, and so GST deals exactly with those particular issues. Our tax policy was also the same. It affected 98% of the country, because 2% of the country that controls 50% of this country's wealth is only paying 9.2% of the tax here in this country. And so, you know, this is realigning the fiscal injustices that this country and the fiscal settings that this country is set on, which continues to allow the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer.
Kia ora. You going to tour today this weekend?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Silly question. Silly question.
It's a rhetorical question there, Dale.
Are you comfortable with not being the most famous performer on stage with your Lopu?
Well, I didn't know that was a criteria.
Oh well, it's a who's who of Māori talent. Should be exceptional. I hope it goes well. Listen, in all seriousness, when we look back across compositions for our cultural festivals at Matatini, it reads like a history of Māori current affairs, and I just wondered whether you've composed any waiata here specifically for the Lopu, for the regionals, or some of your colleagues within the Lopu. Tell us about some of the compositions and the themes they touch on.
Oh, well, look, the themes will touch on exactly what we've been talking about, is the denigration of this government towards our people and our development, trying to take, judicial processes that have ruled in favour of Te Uiu Māori over the last 30, 40 years in terms of our treaty rights. You'll hear a lot of that across many of the groups, I think, here in Maikato and across the country at other regionals. Yes, I've been able to compose for the new group. And, well, look, people may see this as a group that is stacked, and that's what I've heard in the media, but these are just whānau-apiru people. These are whānau-apiru people, extraordinary people who have been able to use their platforms to influence positivity for our people. They weren't performing in other groups, so we were asked to put a group in 4 weeks ago. And so we've done that in Te Taumata Apanui. It comes out of the whare hakahaka of Rikirangi Gage, as a composite team to Te Whānau Apanui, who are the current world champs. And, being able to participate at Mātātua and contribute to the pātaka that is kapahaka for our tamariki mokopuna, to be able to compose items, to bring back items. Our waiata is actually based on a waiata, it's actually a waiata written by my kuia, my tipuna, who wrote it back in 1835 after the last battle here, the Battle of Tokaākuku back in 1834. So it was composed the year that they signed the He Whakaputanga. It was composed 5 years before Te Tiriti o Waitangi was signed. This is how old this waiata is. Been lost to the iwi for many, many years, and now we've been able to bring it back. This is the power of what kapahaka is able to do. And you're absolutely right. Motete was the newspapers of Te Ao Māori. They would sing it on a marae. Others would hear it, sing it to the next marae, and take that message across the country. And that's why Motete have endured the test of time. Motete, over 100 years old, being sung, is a huge feat for many of our iwi to be able to kaue their kōrero. Yes, I've been able to compose some through the contemporary spaces of composition also, which is also the newsletters and the storytelling of our people. So, I just want to make mention, I mentioned this yesterday on one of the news outlets, is that kapahaka, it's not just a cultural festival or a kapahaka festival. It is actually a vehicle of oranga and health benefits. I've been at kapahaka for the last 4 years in an adversarial space, representing our people, which I'm absolutely committed to. But I can tell you what, it plays a huge part on the denigration of your own mental health, on your own physical health. And so kapahaka is the vehicle to good health and well-being, to improving mental health, improving physical health and spiritual health. And so me going back to kapahaka, I've seen a huge change in my own mental health and my own physical health and in my own spiritual health. And those are the attributes that kapahaka has for many of our people. It's a collective oranga for one, for community, and for our people. And so I welcome everybody to Mātātua this weekend and look forward to seeing everybody there.
Tēnā koe, I think you touched on a really valuable point too about the health benefits of an involvement of that type. Something that's not touched on all the time, and I'm pleased it's been uplifting for you. Looking forward to hearing what comes of your stand as the Taumatapanui, and perhaps we'll get a chance to reflect on that next week. Have a good weekend, obviously, all who are travelling to Torere, Ngami, and Kia ora rā te koe again. Rawiri, thanks so much.
Ngami i Dale, kia ora.
Tēnā koe.